anyone comes in and asks for me, you let me know, all right? Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm a bit confused here. What day is it again?
You're permanently confused, yeah. It's Thursday. What does it matter what day of the week it is? We're on the bridge, and we're away to see John Cooper Clarke and Johnny Green. Oh, wait.
Former road manager of the Clash.
The very same, and a long-term associate of your good self, I believe.
Oh, well, I bothered him once after a gig.
And given the impression you usually make, I'm sure once will be more than enough.
Well, come on, enough of your shite. Let's go and see some professionals at work.
So, given your connections, do you think there'll be any chance of getting a bit crack with him after?
Maybe, but what do you think he'd want to talk to the likes of us about?
I'd love to ask him about the Twisted Wheel and all them clubs in Manchester in the 60s and 70s where Northern Soul was born.
Well, if it's somebody else that has to listen to you rattling on about Northern, I'll be happy.
You'd be happy when you've had a chuff on this.
It's 10 minutes uphill to the Tyneside. We've got a blim of leb, a freshly cleaned pipe, a new gauze, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Hey,
this is Chairs, that's pretty much everything we've got. Another thing that you went into when you're a kid and have stayed with is like Northern Soul. It's probably
Americana
thing as well, you know, that
that's
understood like American
Soul. Yeah, well,
and I know you went the Twisted Wheel, but what
right.
Do you mean about the wheel? And
well,
what was
you
it
know,
like?
That all ties in with my Americanization, really, you know, because when I started going to the Twisted Wheel, it would have been about 1965, early 1965. So what you had in the charts was, it was an interesting R&B. But it was the kind of R&B that the Pretty Things and the Stones did, you know,
yeah,
it was sort of
like
guitar driven, and it was sort of still had a one foot in the beat boom, you know, like the Mersey side, especially the Liverpool group. I mean, what made the Beatles great was they had the biggest repertoire of anybody in show business. They were playing for 8 hours at a stretch at the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, and they had to do requests. They had to be able to do show tunes, country music, rockabilly, rockers, Little Richard stuff, soul music, early Motown even, you know, Shop Around, things like that, you know. So they were an R&B group. It's no secret the Beatles were so successful. It wasn't because they were four lovable mop tops from the north of England. They were successful because they had they were the most American sounding band on,
outside
America. Yeah, they did all them girl groups things, the Cookies, you know, Chains, you know what I mean? The Shirelles, you know, they did all covers of all those girl groups, which no guys had ever sort of really thought of doing before, you know what I mean? That was the revolutionary part about it. Even Ringo even used to sing Boys. It was amazing though, the Beatles repertoire was just outrageous. But Liverpool, like Manchester and Glasgow as well, is a western facing port, you know, in the days of a flourishing mercantile fleet. And those Northern Soul records came in as ballast, you know, along with Superman comics and bubblegum, you know. They didn't think any fucker was going to buy it. It was just to keep the ship upright. Honest to God. And then, and then some discerning people said, what this sounds like, you know, and it was all like Blue Beat and Scat from the West Indies, you know, and stuff, but even before that, you know, Calypso stuff, and stuff from the States, you know. Most of it, what we call now Northern Soul, you know.
And what was the atmosphere like?
I grew up in an Eastern Port, Chatham, and all we got folk songs from the Baltic.
That's the Volga boat.
She shook it out throughout the bush when lesser mortals got the shivers.
As you can hear, the gear hunters got Mr. Cooper Clarke warmed up nicely and the two Johns are on it. Once you got him talking about Manchester clubs, back in the heyday, there's no stopping.
It's like the West End down Oxford Road in Manchester. It's like the West End. Jerry Harris's Piccadilly Club, the New Luxor Club, the College Theatre Club, Foo Foo's Palace.
Some of them must have been fucking heavy places as well.
Well, they weren't that heavy.
Mr. Smith's Bang, wasn't there a shooting?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, remember that.
Brazil Police. But no, really, it was more troublesome than punk because, you know, nobody was there for poetry. You know, they were there to see, you know, Matt Monroe or, you know, George Roper, you know. I mean, it was cabaret.
I used to love George
Roper. Oh, but great. I like Matt Monroe. You don't have a problem. He can carry a tune. Yeah. Frank likes him, that's good enough for
that, me. Well, you can't ask for a better endorsement, really, can you?
But I had to do, I got into that and I had a residency at Mr. Smith's. I used to do 20 minutes on a Sunday night. I used to do 20 minutes of kind of area-specific poetry, a couple of gags, and then bring the main act on. And this was in, 1974, even earlier than that, maybe. And for that, I was earning, what my dad earned a week, as a skilled engineer.
How did your dad do
that? He was a highly skilled engineer. Well, he was good luck seeing, didn't like was me working for nothing. The first gig I ever did was a benefit for, some trade union members or something, some left-wing cause, My dad was as left-wing as they come, But, I thought he'd be pleased to say, hey Dad, I didn't talk to him much about poetry. He wasn't remotely interested. He says, "What they're gonna? You doing a show of your?" I says, "Yeah." He says, "How much are you getting?" I says, "That's a benefit, Dad. Nobody's getting anything. I'm not getting anything. The group's not getting." He says, "Well, anybody will employ you for nothing." And on that basis, ever since then, I've been a bit of a breadhead.
Worth turning out on a Wednesday to listen to those two.
I see you're still struggling with the concept there. It's actually Thursday, but I'll let that ride. Aye, Warren Knight. What grand crack them two were.
Aye, brilliant. However, then, let's back at the Bridge Hotel with painter Anna E. Blonde.
And a big fat pipe on the bridge beyond.
TGH, Gateshead, County Durham.
Gear Hunter was lucky enough to talk to John Cooper Clark and Mr. Green for quite some time. Call back soon for another audio adventure and hear the Doc talk Suits, Sausages, Substances, Salford and Simpsons.
Don't forget the Sopranos, mind, or you'll be sleeping with the fishes.
For the latest dope on the Gear Hunter, go to thegearhunter.co.uk.
How does it feel to be a doctor in Salford? You never show up at work.